Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala wa ba'd. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I welcome each and every one of you to our series dealing with the 40 ahadith on the seerah, the life and times of our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this hadith, hadith number 33, narrated on the authority of the well-known companion Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala an, he said, "Atisha an-nas yawm al-Hudaybiyah." In the Hudaybiyah event or treaty or expedition, the Sahaba became thirsty. They were thirsty. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bayni yadayhi rikwa, the Prophet had in front of him a small utensil, fatawadda'a, and he took wudu. Fajahisha an-nas nahwahu. The people all rushed towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Faqal, and he asked them, "Ma lakum? What is the matter with you?" Qalu, they said, "Ya Rasulullah, laysa 'indana ma'un natawadda'u." We don't have any water, number one, for wudu, number two, wala nashrab. Nor can we find any water to drink. Remember, beloved brothers and sisters, this is the Arabian Peninsula. This is the desert, subhanallah. We've got no water for wudu and we've got no water to drink. We are thirsty. Illa ma bayni yadayk. O Messenger Muhammad, only this in front of you, we only have recourse to that. We only have that. فَوَضَعَ يَدَهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he placed his hand in the small vessel. فَجَعَلَ الْمَاءُ يَثُورُ بَيْنَ أَصَابِهِ. And such a miracle happened. Water started gushing from the fingers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَأَمْثَالِ الْعُيُونِ, as the Sahaba said. Like how a spring, a flowing spring gushed out of the earth, that's how the water gushed out of the hands of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba and Jabir said, فَشَرِبْنَا وَتَوَطَّأْنَا. We took wudu and we quenched our thirst with this water. Qultu, I said, كَمْ كُنْتُمْ. How many of you were there on that day? He said, لَوْ كُنَّ مِئَةَ أَلْفِ. If we were 100,000 people, لَكَفَانَا. That water would have been enough. كُنَّ خَمْسَ عَشْرَةَ مِئَةً. We were 1,500 people. رواه البخاري. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, he was barakah, he was blessings. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places his hands into a utensil which is very small and he suffices 1,500 people. Wallahi, this is one of the miracles of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, we learn from this the love and the overwhelming love that the Sahaba had for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They wanted to use the surplus water of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet fatawadda, he took wudu and the Sahaba ran towards him, "Ya Rasulullah, we need that water." And this shows the love. And we have so many ahadith describing how the Sahaba were in regards to the athar and the traces of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it was the hair of the Prophet, whether it was the urine of the Prophet, whether it was the water of the Prophet, the leftover water of the Prophet, whether it was the blood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba used to hasten to get these athar from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The wives of the Prophet would take his cloak after his demise, put it in water and wash themselves as a shifa, as a means of cure, subhanallah, for them. So from this we learn that the athar of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam definitely contained barakah. But ascertaining the things that we have today, the hair that people claim to be of the Messenger, is it his hair? We don't know. That water that someone has stored away, is it the water of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We don't know. That cloak that someone has and claims it to be the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, does it belong to him? Allahu a'lam, Allah knows best. But from these ahadith we learn that everything that emanated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was barakah. His message calling people to Allah in Tawheed was barakah. His athar, his bodily effects, his sweat, everything that emanated from his body was barakah, subhanallah. And the Sahaba realized this and they hastened to benefit from these barakat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the barakah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We might not be able to benefit from the physical athar of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we are blessed and we receive blessings from his life his ways and his mannerisms. May Allah grant us tawfiq, hidayah, khair, barakah. Jazakum Allah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.